suspect or what country he is currently in, but information shared with the Associated Press indicates that the person is in a country that will not allow U.S. military on the ground. Administration officials also say that the CIA has drones watching that suspect, who was accused of being an al-Qaeda facilitator who's been directly responsible for deadly attacks against U.S. citizens overseas and who continues to plan attacks against them that would use improvised explosive devices. So why not just kill him as the U.S. did U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki? I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, the CIA wants to take out a U.S. citizen living overseas who is accused of helping al-Qaeda carry out attacks against Americans overseas. So why not just kill him? Well, since the killing of U.S. citizen Anwar Awlaki by drone strike, the Obama administration has issued some new rules, including that these so-called targeted strikes be carried out by the military, and that the target must also pose a continuing imminent threat to U.S. persons. Now, this is where things get messy, because even though the military and the CIA say that this person is a threat, they have offered no evidence, no proof whatsoever that that is the case. Now, the Justice Department is actually building the case against him, but here's the biggest problem. The case isn't going to a grand jury or into the justice system. No, the Justice Department is simply working to build a case that they will present to the president for review, and the president gets to decide this man's fate. Which means that despite the fact that we're pretending in the media that there's a new system in place, it's still a completely lawless system that allows a president to decide whether or not to kill a citizen who has simply been accused of a crime, but has had not one bit of evidence presented against him in court. No due process. For all the stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Spinning into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. At least two or three times a week, I'll call the boss, Larry Pratt, at Gun Owners of America, and I will say, hey, look, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think about that? And most of the time, he has the answer for me. But occasionally, he may need to ask an opinion of somebody. And in all things legal, if he already hasn't been there and done that, Larry Pratt relies on one man at Gun Owners of America. Joining us now, legal counsel for Gun Owners of America, Mike Hammonds. Good morning, sir, and thanks for joining us.
A snowy good morning to you, Bill.
Thank you. Is it snowing in Virginia, too?
It's in this entire apartment complex, or office complex. I think I am the only one at work. There is 11 inches of snow. The entire parking lot is closed. And thank heavens for global warming, because I'd hate to see what it looked like if it were bad weather.
Yeah, me too. We've got the same thing happening here in South Carolina. So you and I, we have that common thread. Besides,
now that the boss is away, the inmates have taken over the asylum.
There
so
you go.
You're stuck with me.
There you go. Let me ask you a question. In the work that you do with Gun Owners of America, one of the things that stymies me in the work that I do for Gun Owners of America is when I look at states like, say, Colorado, not Colorado, we'll talk about that in a minute, but like New York and Connecticut.
Yeah.
Where what they are doing is running completely, you know, the abortionists get out there and say, well, Roe versus Wade, it's settled law.
Yeah.
You know, the Heller and McDonald decisions, which talks about common use, individual use, man, portable weapons, that kind of thing, they are completely in 180 degrees away from it, yet they do it. And how is that, I mean, how does that even happen? I mean, is this
I told everyone at the time the Heller decision came down, time of the McDonald decision came down. I assume most of your listeners know what they are, but basically Heller recognized the fact that the Second Amendment was an individual right, not just the right of states to have a militia, and McDonald recognized the fact that the Second Amendment applied not only to the federal government but also to the states. At the time it came down, I said, and as a result Gun Owners of America said, look, look at page 54 of the decision, in which Scalia says, well, this doesn't stop reasonable common sense gun regulations, which have been in effect. And I said at the time, don't count on the Heller decision to save us. And I said that what we need to do is be eternally vigilant, go on a state-by-state, bill-by-bill basis, and make sure these anti-gun bills aren't passed. Because if they are passed, then, I don't think you can count the Heller decision. But secondly, the courts are being packed with Obama-appointed judges. And most recently, Harry Reid, who's the Democratic leader of the Senate, change the Senate rules by a dictatorial edict and said, oh, we're going to approve all of these people with strictly Democratic votes. We no longer require 60 votes. You no longer require Republican votes in order to pack the courts. We will pack the courts with anti-gun Obama judges by just 50 votes, plus Joe Biden. And so the answer is, you people who counted on the courts to save us from Obamacare, guess what? you can't do that.
Now, right now in both of those states I mentioned, especially in Connecticut, because right now the I find it interesting that the media and the government of Connecticut is looking around and looking at each other and saying, hey, we passed the law, but nobody's listening as far as the registration side of it.
Connecticut had semi-auto registration on the day of Newtown.
Right.
Guess what? Didn't do any good whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, it was actually a little useful that these human props that Mayor Michael Bloomberg dredged up would go to the Connecticut state capital of Hartford, sat there while Governor Malloy basically signed more useless gun control, including gun registration, then get on Air Force One, fly to Washington, D.C., at a time in which we were in the middle of a fight over whether to have national uniform gun registration, and they would look us in the eyes and say with a straight face, oh, no one said anything about registration. Well, what were you doing yesterday when Governor Malloy signed gun registration into law in Hartford? It's actually useful because we could look these people in the eye, figuratively speaking, and say, you hypocrites.
Are these... Now, I know in Colorado, for example, as we shift across the country, looking at Colorado, I know that Shotgun Joe Biden was bending the ear of Hickenlooper in the run-up to that. And what do you think? Dave Koppel, he was quoted in saying in a lawsuit that he thinks it bears merit. But once again, like you're talking about, these are going to go before a judge.
Yes.
And looking at that, how do you see this shaking out, what's happening in Colorado?
Well, what's happening in Colorado that's important is that the politics of Colorado are doing a 180. At a point maybe a decade or two ago, a lot of really influential people set up this plan for turning Colorado blue. Turning it from a pro-gun state into an anti-gun state, from a Republican state into a Democratic state. And they came in, and all of these officials ran on the proposition that, oh, no, we're not Obama-type Democrats. We're not Hillary Clinton-type Democrats. We're conservative Colorado Democrats who are going to respect your Second Amendment rights. And ironically, of course, not even Obama was anti-gun the day before the election. The day after the election, another story. So these people ran as Democrats in Colorado on the proposition that they were pro-gun and they were conservative and they were elected, and basically Democrats took over the Colorado state government. It turned out that as soon as they were there, they said, well, Colorado must have turned deep blue because the people elected us. Therefore, we're going to start to seize the guns. And in fact, they enacted a 15-round magazine ban. They enacted a universal gun registration scheme, which was being pushed by Mayor Bloomberg. And a couple things happened. First of all, the whole bunch of organizations, and initially 54 Colorado sheriffs, sued Colorado to overturn those gun restrictions. And that suit is still in court. Secondly, those 54 sheriffs said, oh, incidentally, we're not going to enforce your unconstitutional laws. The third thing that happened is we basically undertook a series of three recall petitions. Two of the Democratic officials who were pivotal in imposing gun control in Colorado were removed from office. The third resigned from office in order to avoid an election in which Republicans would win and turn the Senate into a Republican-dominated body. And so the important thing that's happening in Colorado is particularly important because this upcoming election cycle...
Before you go any further, Mike, we're coming up on a break.
Okay.
I want to get to that part because that is going to be an interesting circumstance. You hang on, please. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
All my friends, you're a low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Coming back on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the things I like about Gun Owners of America is that we are very, very agile. Whenever something happens and the media comes a-running, instead of Mr. Pratt having to call a conference of the board and get together and figure out what the statement's going to be, he decides what the statement's going to be. And since everybody's on board, he throws myself or Eric Pratt or himself or my guest to the wolves, and we go out and we go do what we do. Joining us again from alone in the office complex, I guess, at Gun Owners of America is Mike Hammonds, legal counsel for GOA. You were about to tell me what's going to happen in Colorado in this next election that's coming up.
The thing is, let me step back a minute. Okay. November of 2014 is going to be Armageddon for us. I think Republicans will hold the House. If Republicans don't take the Senate, Obama's last 2 years is going to be 2 years of dictatorial efforts to destroy the Second Amendment. You've already seen what he's done in terms of waiving federal privacy laws.
Right.
So
November
2014 will determine whether we can turn Obama back and prevent further damage, or whether we're going to face another 2 years of nightmarish efforts to destroy us. And in Colorado, Mark Udall, senator who was up for re-election, is far underwater. He is far under 50% in terms of his approval rating. He looks like, surprisingly, one of the most vulnerable Democrats. And it looks to me, my prediction is, this is going to be a tsunami year because of Obamacare. And because of the Second Amendment and Obama showing his true colors, if we can knock out Mark Udall, Mary Landrieu, Mark Pryor, Mark Warner, senators like that, I think that there's a potential for taking as many as 60 seats in the United States Senate. If that happens, Obama's efforts to destroy the Second Amendment come to an end. He comes off of Mount Rushmore, and we have 2 years in which we can actually begin to put him on the defensive and do some good things.
Well, you know, and I hope that happens. But see, the problem I have with that is, like, in my state,
yeah,
of South Carolina,
you have Lindsey Graham.
We have Lindsey Graham. Now, Lindsey Graham is polling real low right now. He's polling really low. He should be very, very vulnerable. And the type of politician that Lindsey Graham is, I mean, Lindsey Graham did not stand in the way of Sotomayor or Kagan going into the Supreme Court at all. I mean, he held the door open.
Let me tell you something. We are Anthony Kennedy, who was a swing vote on Heller McDonald, is 82 years old. Harry Reid has just said, in effect, that 50 Democrats are going to vote to replace him when he dies, gets sick or retires, with an anti-gunner who effectively is going to reverse the Heller case. And at that point, at least on the books, we have no more Second Amendment. As far as the courts are concerned, not as far as the founders are concerned, not as far as we're concerned, but as far as the courts are concerned, the Second Amendment will be a right to have a militia. And if Harry Reid has his 50 Democratic senators, then at that point we can kiss everything goodbye. Lindsey Graham, we have a chance of uniting Republicans in opposition to an Obama replacement who's going to be bad on everything, not just Second Amendment, bad on everything. If Harry Reid is majority leader, then I am afraid Heller is gone.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. Let's say that nightmarish scenario does happen. Once I come off of the binge drinking that I will go through, when I'm looking out there, how is it that can the Supreme Court pick up a case that's already been adjudicated by them and revisit it just because they want to?
Not in theory. In theory, there's a doctrine called stare decisis. In practice, you've seen the way Obama and the people who work for Obama have acted. In terms of ignoring the law, ignoring the rules, ignoring the Constitution in order to do whatever they want. And I think it would be a mistake to think Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and whoever Obama appoints to replace Anthony Kennedy, I think it would be a mistake to think that they're not wholly indentured servants to Barack Obama and to his views with respect to with respect to the irrelevance of the Second Amendment.
Now, I guess it would depend. I guess it would be trumpeted were that to become the scenario where they reversed Heller by the media, where they would say, ah, yes, once again, the Second Amendment is under duress. How do you think that would play in the United States?
I would hope that what Obama is doing now would play sufficiently badly so that gun owners would rise up and throw these people out of office. I would hope that after Obama has said, as he just did, oh, incidentally, you know federal privacy laws, I'm going to repeal all of them as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. I'm going to open the door for tens of millions of people with Alzheimer's, PTSD, and ADHD to be sent to the NICS system in West Virginia and lose their gun rights. You would think that given that lawless action by Obama, that gun owners would rise up and throw these people out in 2014. And I hope and I pray and I believe that they will do that. If that's not enough to motivate them, I don't know what will do it.
Well, I looked at the way everybody was responding to the D.C. Naval Yard shooting. Now, everybody was hurting. Everybody was, all the gun grabbers were hurting in their psyche after that Sandy Hook, which they thought was a big sail full of wind, failed to produce the results they wanted. So immediately when the word came out, mistakenly, because on military posts they don't have AR-15s, but they said that Alexis got an AR-15 and he was using that immediately. You know, the media went into it. Piers Morgan, you know, Larry's best friend, he was on it. The New York Daily News.
Yeah, he's an honorary member of our organization, incidentally. we love Piers.
Yes,
we do. He's gotten us more members, I think, than any other person in the country.
But they jumped all over that, and when they did that, I sort of thought they sort of unmasked. Because everybody was jumping up and down about this, and in fact, it turned out he took Joe Biden's advice.
Well, there are very few advantages to being very, very old, as I am. But one of them is, you see this exercise come around again and again and again. And we saw after Columbine that they had the same campaign. We are going to pick the bones of this tragedy in order to pass gun control and change the nature of the American polity. And in fact, they did. And in fact, if you remember back to Columbine, in some senses, there was more pressure than there was after Newtown. A Time magazine, I think, with a black cover, all the polls showing that 70% of Americans want to ban all guns, all the phony polls, I might add. And yet, Gun Owners of America, incidentally, without the help of the other major pro-gun organization, said, we're not going to pass a single word. We're going to stop every single word of gun control. And working with Congressman Tom DeLay, we were able to accomplish that. And guess what? As soon as we were able to stop every single word, rather than being an electoral disaster, George Bush won the White House because of the support of an energized gun movement, and we had a decade of relative peace. We said the same thing after Newtown at a point in which it looked like it was undoable.
Hang on. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flash shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to legal counsel for Gun Owners of America, Mike Hammonds. And we're talking about all the possible scenarios and everything, and he was pointing certain things out. Let me ask you a question. One of the things regarding Lindsey Graham, for example.
Yeah.
Is Lindsey Graham seems to be all for amnesty. And yep. Gun Owners of America is very much against amnesty because I think the projections are 40 years after everybody's naturalized.
Yeah, 11 million anti-gun voters.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
United States will become California. We'll have gun confiscation, as California is now doing, and there's no way that anyone will be able to stop it. I want to talk to your listeners while we still have a little time about two, I think, very significant victories we have experienced recently. And the first is on the amnesty bill. Two or three weeks ago, it appeared that John Boehner was hell-bent, and I use that word in every sense, on bringing up amnesty legislation, which every force in Washington, D.C. was telling him he had to bring up or the Republican Party was toast. Our wonderful members went to work. We literally battered the House. We battered every member of the Republican caucus in the House. we succeeded in ambushing Boehner and his not inappropriately named retreat with his Republican colleagues. And as a result, Boehner has now basically recanted his desire to bring up the amnesty bill. It's important to gun owners because if we got 11 million new anti-gun voters of the same sort that the 1986 Simpson-Mazzoli bill, amnesty bill, produced in California, we would be the same place that California is in 20 years from now. Confiscation couldn't stop it. Gun bans across the board couldn't stop them. Magazine bans, those would be the least of our problems. It appears that we have stopped amnesty, at least for the time being. You don't pop the cork until they bang the gavel. It appears that we have won that battle against all odds.
Now, when I look at that, when I look at that as it might precipitate, I just don't see all of America simply saying, well, it's a new law. I guess we do have to turn those in. Wow, this year was a nice collection. I sure didn't enjoy my guns and those self-defense uses I had for them. I don't see that just being a rollover, do you?
Well, you would hope not, but every day we receive letters or emails from people in New York, people in California, people like that, who have... Well, let me give you an example. Of someone in New York is an individual who had dutifully registered his gun pursuant to legislation similar to the bill that almost passed the United States Senate, and we had to actually turn around the NRA, which was negotiating with Joe Manchin in on a negotiated version. We were successful in stopping Toomey Manchin in the United States Senate. New York has a law, a registration law, similar to this. Now, guess what? New York is sending out letters to people saying, oh, we see from our registration list you have a gun with over 7 rounds in the magazine, and therefore you're going to have to relinquish it. And the members write to us and say, what do we do now? Because New York has had no problem sending SWAT teams to the homes of people with illegal guns in order to take them. And so you would hope that under those circumstances, some people would stand up to the legal usurpation of the Constitution. But it is foolish to rely on that. You have to assume that we have to stop this gun legislation now, and that now it's easy. Winston Churchill said, well, if you're not willing to fight the battle when it's relatively easy, then you're going to have to fight it when it's more difficult. If you fight it when it's more difficult, you're going to have to fight it when it's impossible, and at that point it's still worth fighting because better to die as men than to live as slaves. But at this point, killing gun control is relatively easy compared to what it could be, and we have to stop it now that we can stop it. And as a matter of fact, the second good piece of news I have for you is that in my home state of New Hampshire, yesterday we killed the Bloomberg universal gun registration legislation, which he was trying to foist on our state through its Democrat-controlled House of Delegates. And, you know, he brought his open wallet, he brought his human props, he brought everything into our state in order to try to force his New York gun control on New Hampshire. He failed.
How much of a force do you think that the mob's demand action from the illegal mayors who don't like guns unless their bodyguards have them, how much of a force do you think Bloomberg's going to be now that he's out of office?
I hope that we can use him as a liability.
Sort of
in places like
Morgan.
California and places like Alaska.
Yeah.
I hope, as a matter of fact, in the alerts that I draft, and I do draft a lot of the Gunners of America alerts, I use Bloomberg's name a lot. I like the fact that Mike Bloomberg is running around trying to abolish firearms in a state, incidentally, which as soon as it's got its gun registry, as soon as it got its gun ban, lo and behold, there's Governor Andrew Cuomo, the moderate compared to the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio. There's Andrew Cuomo on the front page of the New York Times saying, now that we have our registry, it's time for confiscation. I hold these people up to gun owners as basically what the intention of the anti-gun people are. They're not interested in moderate measures. And if you watch MSNBC, which I do so you won't have to, you see these people go on, and you see the Mark Glazes of the world from Bloomberg's organization go on and say, oh, incidentally, the day after we pass this gun control, we're going to be back with our next gun control, and this is going to be nothing but a platform for our next demand. So the answer is, yeah, I love Mike Bloomberg, even with his open wallet, and we are going to hold him up as an example of where this country is going if we enact the gun control he is demanding.
If you're not a member of Gun Owners of America, you should be a member of Gun Owners of America, because you'd be getting alerts from Mike Hammonds and Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt. They don't ask me to write them because I have problems with punctuation. But if you want to sample it, you can sign up for the free email blast, where you'll get to see the same kind of stuff from these guys that's coming out. One of the things I like, Mike, about being associated with Gun Owners of America.
It's since my punctuation. I'm very good at it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you are. That's why you get to write them. Now, at this particular point, it can be honestly said that Gun Owners of America has never participated in trying to mitigate gun control by helping write the rules, unlike Second Amendment Foundation did with Manchin Toomey, and unlike, I don't know how many times the NRA has done it. I know that Larry tries to have a non-relationship with all of these guys. But at the same time, a lot of these organizations out there that do this has got to, I mean, do they get called out on this? Do their members look at them and say, hey, what are you doing? Or do they try to keep it under wraps or what?
They sometimes do. We love it when we can work with other Second Amendment groups. We have no problem working with them, and I think we can form a effective army when they're doing the right thing. When they're doing the wrong thing, as when another organization, a very prominent one, supported the Veterans Disarmament Act, which ended up taking away the guns of 150,000 law-abiding veterans, then we do call them out, and my understanding is they lost tens of thousands of members as a result of that unconstitutional position. So we love working with them when we can, but if we need to, we will call them out. And I'll give you a news flash. We are about to, I think, call the other group out because it opposed Rand Paul's efforts to adopt an amendment to the Postal Reorganization Bill, which will allow people to take their guns into post offices. It turned out that Bloomberg worked with Mark Begich of the United States Senate, Democrat from Alaska, and apparently worked with this group as well to kill the Paul Amendment.
When we get back, I want to talk about the veterans issue, because I've seen evidence of things that are beginning to escalate with that.
Yeah.
You can find the writings and the things that Mike does on a regular basis at gunowners.org. We'll be right back. Last time today, I give it back to RBN on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Having a discussion with the legal counsel of Gun Owners of America, Mike Hammonds. Mike, the other day I got a message from one of the listeners, and I think he's out in Idaho. And yeah, he was at a gun shop, and there was a guy there that is a current National Guard and combat veteran, and he was trying to buy a gun. And when they did the background check on him, he was denied, and he was told it's because he's under VA care.
Yeah.
And they even told him what kind of medication he's taking for his PTSD. And
really?
I thought that they were not entering these guys onto the NICS check system until they were deemed disabled and then not able to keep their checkbook with their disability checks.
The answer is that if I wrote an article in one of the local Washington, D.C. newspapers, which I think has been circulated pretty broadly, and the title of it was See a Shrink, Lose Your Gun.
Right.
And I think if you are a veteran, if you are coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, you have to assume that will be the case. And what happens is you go in, you say, you know, I'd like to counseling. I had a difficult experience in Baghdad that I can't get out of my head, so I'd like someone to counsel with me. What almost inevitably happens then is that the psychiatrist, first of all, finds the guy has PTSD, but more importantly, he assigns a guardian over his financial affairs. And under the Veterans Disarmament Act, what that means is that the psychiatrist can send his name to the NICS system in West Virginia, and as often as not, even in places like North and South Carolina, we know that SWAT teams arrive at that guy's house in order to take away any guns he currently has. And so, and there have been about 175,000 law-abiding veterans. We had no problems giving them fully automatic firearms and saying them loose in the streets of Baghdad. As soon as they arrive on these shores, we take away their constitutional rights with no due process whatsoever.
Now, I'm a veteran, and they owe me for some dental work. They started when I was in the military, but and I've thought about getting into the VA system, but I haven't done it yet, simply because, and maybe you can answer this question for me.
Yeah.
By what authority does signing up for a benefit, it's like saying that if you take your pension, that they're going to appoint a guardian for it. You know, this is taking advantage of a benefit that's part and parcel of joining the military.
Yes.
And by what authority do they take this, it looks to me like almost complete control of their lives.
Yeah, it's absolutely complete control. And as a matter of fact, my mother, who had Alzheimer's, went through the same thing. Which she was dragged out of her house screaming. She was taken to a hospital. She was declared to be incompetent in a star chamber proceeding in which she had no representation whatsoever. And her family wasn't notified and wasn't allowed to be present. And at that point, the hospital took control of her life. And this is happening increasingly. And what we have said to people is, you know what's happening to veterans? It could just as easily happen to the tens of millions of people with Alzheimer's, the police and firemen who have PTSD, the individuals who were diagnosed with attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder when they were school children. They could just as easily do that with them, what they've done to veterans. Oh, and incidentally, Obama has just laid the paving stones for that by declaring through regulation, a proposed regulation, that the federal privacy laws don't apply to any of those people. There are potentially tens of millions of additional people who any day could have their names sent to West Virginia if these waiver of these federal privacy laws are made into final regulations. And I don't know exactly what the timetable is going to be, whether it will be one day or 1 year or one decade or 20 years. It took about 25 years after the 68 Act was passed for it to be interpreted to go after veterans, and it took Bill Clinton. But it will happen if we do not succeed in reversing Obama's efforts to waive his federal privacy laws with respect to guns.
Well, as far as the VA is concerned, what could be done legislatively to tell the VA, hey, look, you guys are in charge of the Band-Aids, you're in charge of the prosthesis, you're in charge of the therapy, you're in charge of everything that you were chartered to be in charge of. All of these other adjudications that you're making are way beyond your pay grade. You need to get out of that business.
Well, I can tell you what can be done called the Burr Amendment. It received a supermajority vote, though not 60 votes, when Manchin-Toomey was being considered. It's legislation which we were pushing, and it says, veterans, you know, you can't lose your constitutional rights unless you're adjudicated by court. Not a psychiatrist, not a guardian, unless you're actually adjudicated by court. And, oh, incidentally, the 175,000 of you who have already lost your rights, those are automatically restored. It's called the Burr Amendment. It has a majority even in the Democratic Senate. And the problem is that Harry Reid is such a little dictator that every time a bill comes up, he will build what's called an amendment tree and block out any effort by us or anyone else to offer amendments like the Burr Amendment. Since July, there have only been four Republican amendments which Reid has allowed to be offered. That's why it is so paramount that that guy not be majority leader after January of 2015.
Do we know what his rating is now from the other organization? Is he still enjoying that A rating?
I hope not. I don't pay that much attention to what the other, what Brand X Gun Organization does. He has an F from us. He has an F minus, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing about, I don't know how.
But incidentally, we had to fight very hard to keep the other organization from actually endorsing him the last time he ran for re-election.
Oh, gosh. Against old Sharon Angle. I've met her. Yeah. I like her. I think she would have done a good job for Nevada. It's too bad that they fixated on her just telling the truth about the Second Amendment solution.
Well, I think the more important thing was, from what I understand, she really didn't have a ground game. She thought she could win the election. It's not as though a pro-gun constitutionalist can't win in Nevada. It's that they can't win if they're solely counting on their television ads.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to get to the VA and let them do what I want them to do and then divorce myself from them. I guess if I never went back, can they come hunt me down?
I'm a reservist, so I don't get VA VA benefits, but I wouldn't go. I honestly wouldn't go.
Very good. That's the matter is decided. If you haven't joined Gun
Owners, it's only easy enough for me to say since I don't have the option. When I don't have the free thing dangled out in front of me, it's easy for me to say you shouldn't take the free thing either.
Well, if you're a reservist, you've marched in a formation somewhere. Even if you're an officer, when you were going through the training for it,
in plenty of formations.
So you've done that Cadence song, Freedom Isn't Free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. You know,
really? I don't remember. I remember crushing the head of a little bird. I remember that Kate thing.
I've never been at that
person. Yeah, you remember yellow bird with little bill perched upon my windowsill, lured it in with a crust of bread, then I crushed its little head.
What component do you serve in, Mike?
I was Army military intelligence. I'm not. I'm much too old to be in the military now. But okay. I was. For many years in the 342nd ASA at Fort Meade, many of my subordinates worked for NSA.
Well, the music is rolling, and I appreciate your time. We will do this again. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. All right, folks, we're going to do this again in 21 hours. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by author Ben Phillippe. And then from Ballistic Radio, John Johnston. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever, ever, ever. It's never been. It's always going to be. It's always going to look for total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.